The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include modern dance, bluegrass music, Russian classical, literary readings, and a whole lot more. Wham Theater's 2018 Fresh Takes Play Reading Series continues with Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. In Pipeline, Naya, an inner-city public high school teacher, is both committed to her students and desperate to give her only son opportunities they will never have. When a controversial incident in his upstate private school threatens to get him expelled, Naya must confront his rage and her own choices as a parent. Morisseau won a 2018 Obie Award for playwriting for the Lincoln Theater Company production of Pipeline. PS21 in Chatham, New York, continues its 2018 Chatham Dance Festival with performance and video artist Bill Shannon performing his piece Maker Moves tonight and tomorrow night. Moving on crutches and a skateboard, Shannon explores the essential role that failure plays in creative innovation. Shannon has used crutches to walk since he was diagnosed with bilateral hip deformity at age 5. At first frustrated by the awkward way he moved upstairs, he eventually identified a rhythm in his movements. Years after studying at the School of Art Institute of Chicago, he became a leader in the dance, hip-hop, club, and urban arts movements. The Maker Moves soundtrack is a mix of genres of what might be generally termed electronica. This includes breakbeats, down-tempo, drum and bass, hip-hop, house, and etc., along with atmospheric music and live sound. The 29th Annual Bard Music Festival, an exploration of Rimsky-Korsakov and his world, opens tonight with Inventing Russian Music, The Mighty Five, the first of the weekend's 6 themed concerts, Fashioning the Russian Sound at Bard College's Fisher Center, offers an overview of Rimsky-Korsakov's long and prolific career, alongside music by his fellow members of the so-called Mighty Five and their musical godfather, Glinka. Andrea Klein, Anna Moskovakis, and Claire Luchette will read from their works on Saturday night at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York, as part of Volume, the free reading and music series featuring prose, poetry, and a short DJ set, which takes place every second Saturday of the month at 7 p.m. Andrea Klein, who lives in Columbia County, is a novelist, choreographer, performance artist, and essayist. A 5-time McDowell Colony Fellow and a New York Foundation for the Arts Fellow, her debut novel, Calf, was named a Publishers Weekly Best Fiction Book of 2015. Her new novel, Eden, has been recommended by BBC Culture, Nylon, Book Riot, Library Journal, The Millions, and many more. And bluegrass legend Tim O'Brien brings his encyclopedic knowledge of bluegrass and roots music, as well as his dazzling skills on every stringed instrument known to mankind, to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. in a concert featuring O'Brien's all-star bluegrass band, which includes Mike Bubb on bass, Matt Combs on fiddle, Corey Walker on banjo, and Jan Fabricius on vocals. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.